You're listening to Book Insights, brought to you by Memode, finding and simplifying the world's most powerful ideas to fit into your lifestyle. Each episode is a deep dive into a nonfiction bestseller that can change your life or make you think. In around 30 minutes, you'll learn all about a book that offers wisdom for your life, career, or business. So get ready to live and work smarter, better, and happier with Book Insights.
Hi there. I'm Elliot, and I am not rich. I do okay. I'm never hurting for money. I just don't have any. After the rent is paid and the fridge is full, I'm not left with much of anything. Yeah, that doesn't make me feel too great about my life, you know? It makes me feel kind of empty. Yikes. So, what gives? Who's doing this? Is it me? Am I doomed to be a have-not? I want some have! I was busy wallowing in my misery when I came upon a book at the library. It was called Open Your Mind to Prosperity by Catherine Ponder. It's a simple cover with a very straightforward title, but there was something about it that caught my eye. I picked it up and decided to try my luck. What did I have to lose? I'm always open to opening my mind further. If it gets me rich and prosperous, all the better. So let's try it. Maybe you'll get something out of it too. Let's start by taking a look at the author, Catherine Ponder. Who is she and what does she know about prosperity? Catherine Ponder witnessed her fair share of poverty. She was born in Hartsville, South Carolina in 1927. From a very young age, she saw children go without lunch or shoes day after day. Little Catherine did what she could, often giving away her lunch money, her food, and even the clothing off her back to poorer classmates. She wanted to wage war on poverty. Ponder studied business and received a degree in education from the Unity Minstrel School. From everything she learned, she discovered the best way to fight widespread destitution. You must learn to understand the sources of prosperity and teach people about them. She was ordained by the non-denominational Unity Church in 1958 and gave her first prosperity class the very same year. In 1962, she wrote her first book, The Dynamic Laws of Prosperity. Dynamic Laws introduced all the general principles of prosperity consciousness. 22 years later and wiser, Ponder wrote her follow-up, Open Your Mind to Prosperity. It's a more direct, simple, and powerful formula for prosperity. In this book insight, I'm going to start with one of Catherine Ponder's key ideas. All wealth comes from spiritual alignment. Let's do this. Ponder first became a minister in the late 1950s, while America was in a recession. She started giving prosperity classes, teaching that prosperity was first and foremost a state of mind. A mindset of lack could only manifest negative results. I asked some people on the street what a mindset of lack meant to them.
I think a mindset of lack is when you're always focused on the things that you don't have.
A mindset of lack? Probably something like you never think you have enough. You feel like you're always lacking something. I think my sister has that.
As for me, I do tend to spiral downward when I think about my finances. Many of Ponder's early pupils felt guilty about studying the subject, believing that seeking prosperity was sinful. Is it quote-unquote right to seek prosperity? Does the Bible say you cannot serve God and money? Didn't Jesus say how hard it is for them that trust in riches to enter the kingdom? Now, before you start backing away slowly, let's make a distinction. While Ponder is a minister and a strong believer in God, it doesn't mean you have to be. That's just what she calls the higher power she believes in. Whether you believe in God, your goddess, science, the universe, infinite intelligence, or the giant turtle upon whose back the earth sits, trust it. It's your capital S source. It's anything bigger than you and smarter than you that you can have faith in. Okay, back to Ponder's teachings and her examples from the Bible. In the quote from Matthew 6:24, the King James Version of the Bible says, "You cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon is wealth that is worshipped for its own sake. It is wealth without God." On the other hand, prosperity thinking puts God or source first as the source of our supply. Sure, Jesus once told a wealthy man to go and sell everything he had, but it was because he was so attached to his riches. It was this mental block that stopped Ponder students from opening the floodgates of prosperity. Moses told the Hebrews in Deuteronomy 8:18, you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you power to get wealth. Ponder's ultimate secret is that God, or your source, is the source of your prosperity. When you focus on other people and circumstances as the source of your prosperity, you tend to lose it. You become weighted down by the unimportant things rather than opening yourself up to life. You may be confused. I certainly was. I thought, how will believing in source energy get me rich? Well, that was actually the problem. Jesus used the symbolism of money in his parables to demonstrate spiritual riches, not financial ones. Prosperity and vast amount of money are not the same thing. However, prosperity and spirituality are one and the same. It's embracing what you have and not what you want. By opening your mind, heart, and spirit, you drain away the toxicity of frivolous want. All good things come when we are aligned with the divine, Ponder told her students. It is only attachment to possessions that is sinful. Openness to prosperity does not just mean openness to receiving money. To Ponder, prosperity is peace of mind, harmony with others, and physical health. Many people who have attended her classes are surprised to find dramatic improvements in these areas in their lives, in addition to financial gain. After all, being closed-minded, angry, and paranoid about your finances isn't going to make payday come any faster for you. Find peace. Maybe prosperity was in front of you all along. Ponder was far from prosperous when she gave her first classes as a newly ordained Unity Church minister. Living in a one-room dwelling, she was embarrassed about teaching on the subject of wealth. Yet at the same time, she had faith that opening her mind to the universe's abundance would be her ticket to something better. 3 years later, she moved into a nice new home. Ponder notes that if she had known her own message would work so well, she could have moved even sooner. What she had begun teaching on faith alone turned out to work. Okay, so how do I put this into practice? I'm not very churchy, so this was all a little hard to swallow. I decided to parse it down to Ponder's simplest message. Let go of all my hesitance, reluctance, fear, and anger about money. Maybe I'm poisoning myself every day by obsessing about what I don't have, rather than being grateful for what I do have. I'm going to open my mind to prosperity by first opening my eyes. Next time, we'll start walking down the path to prosperity. We'll learn some practical steps to achieving it. See you then.
Enjoying this episode of Book Insights? If so, keep listening and learning. There's a collection of over 100 titles you can read or listen to now at memodapp.com/insights. That's memodapp.com/insights.
Welcome back. I'm Elliot, and I'm learning to be less broken wallet by being less broken spirit. I'm reading Unity Church minister Catherine Ponder's 1984 bestseller, Open Your Mind to Prosperity. It's certainly a trip. Last time, we talked about spiritual alignment. While Ponder believes in God, by no means do you have to as well. Spiritual alignment is about ceding control over to something bigger than you. Your source can be God, the universe, or even capital N nothing, as long as you can tap into it as the source of your prosperity. We'll discuss the path to prosperity. Pack your trail mix and let's go. Catherine Ponder's first step on the path to prosperity is to purify yourself. That doesn't mean heading to church or jumping into a lake in Minnesota. The practice of purification before receiving your good is an ancient prosperity secret. It's a matter of cleansing your mind of clutter and negative emotions. In forming a vacuum, you allow good things to rush in. You can begin by clearing out the clutter in your home, car, and place of work. If you don't use it and don't need it, throw it out, even if it was expensive. It's unbelievable how freeing it is to be devoid of junk. You have to be rid of things you don't want before the nice and valuable things you do want can come into your life. Ponder points out that the universe is perfectly ordered. Therefore, the orderly person is more attuned to universal richness. She sees God's perfect order as one in which positivity comes in once negativity is cleared out. Once you do this, three things happen. People and situations lose their chaotic nature, other people who are not right for your development drift out of your life, and the people and events necessary for your fulfillment are attracted into your life. Imagine how much easier you'll breathe when all those ducks are in a row. I asked some people on the street what they wished was more orderly in their lives.
Gosh, I wish my whole house was a lot more orderly. My car. Generally, my possessions are in great disorder. More order would be lovely.
Oh, right now, just about everything. My home, it's a little bit of a mess. I just moved, so I wish that were more orderly.
One last important way to clean your mind. You have to forgive. When you hold on to resentment, Ponder says, you are bound to the person or condition by an emotional link that is stronger than steel. Forgiving them is the only way to dissolve that link and be free. While it can feel like you lose if you forgive someone something, releasing an emotion makes room for your good in ways you couldn't have imagined. All right, so you've cleaned all your clutter and you've forgiven your enemies. Good start, right? If you're ready for what's next, Ponder has some more for you. First, write it down. Your desires come from your source, but to manifest them, they first need to take form as the written word. Once you get definite about what you want and write it down, the universe can be definite in delivering what you want. I grabbed an old college-ruled notebook gathering dust in a desk, took a marker, and wrote in fat letters on the first page, "I want a better job. I want to afford a vacation. I want to be happy in life." Second step, create pictures. Instead of fighting problems, Ponder says, picture your way out of them. It's the principle of the vision board, or a wheel of fortune. I tacked glossy pictures of everything I wanted on an old bulletin board. I decorated it with lights and motivating stickers. I put up my board right by my bedroom mirror. That way, I could see my dreams and future every morning while I got dressed. This visualizing strategy allows you to enjoy and absorb your desires into your subconscious on a daily basis. It's a fun and engaging way to start shaping your reality. Third and lastly, the magic of the spoken word. Ponder says the words utter and outer have similar origins. Therefore, what you utter becomes outer in your world. It's not enough to simply read about prosperity. It's through the words you speak that it actually comes to you. Speaking daily affirmations are extremely powerful in molding your outlook and reality. We understand the destructive force of constant negative reinforcement. We tell ourselves day in and day out that we're not good enough and we don't deserve good things. As a result, we shuffle on day to day with rock-bottom self-esteem. Imagine the power of constant positivity and prosperity affirmation. How much brighter are you every day someone reminds you of how great you are? Why exactly are prosperity affirmations so powerful? The ancients taught that particular arrangements of words produce vibrations that resonate with the infinite intelligence that pervades the universe. Statements broadcast into the universe attract a certain reality. In time, they are expressed as a worldly fact. I simply decided to stop calling myself useless all the time. I decided instead to say to myself, "You're worth it. You got this." Do not struggle needlessly when the prospering power of words is available to you. Use it. Ponder asks the question on behalf of her readers. Is affirming a non-physical entity, God, as the source of your prosperity really practical? She includes examples of people who, over the years, have contacted her amazed at just how perfectly this belief works. For instance, a struggling doctor who affirmed that his supply did not depend on his patients or economic conditions was able to build a smart new clinic within a few months. She amusingly relates how the typist of her first book resigned because the lessons they were typing out had such positive effects. The first typist left because, after she followed the book's lessons, her husband's sales career took off to an extent that she no longer had to work. The second typist's husband had been unemployed, but suddenly was appointed to his dream job in engineering, requiring them to move to another state. Ponder's housekeeper, to whom she had explained the prosperity laws, also resigned to follow her dream of becoming a dressmaker. She was very successful. Ponder remarks, It was startling to lose two secretaries and a housekeeper while writing this book, just because they dared to open their minds. Next time, we'll conclude our discussion on Catherine Ponder's Open Your Mind to Prosperity with two last nuggets of Ponder's wisdom. We'll learn how to bring about what you want. See you then.
Enjoying this episode of Book Insights? If so, keep listening and learning. There's a collection of over 100 titles you can read or listen to now at memodapp.com/insights. That's memodapp.com/insights.
Hello again. It's still me, Elliot, and we're coming to the end of our journey with Catherine Ponder's Open Your Mind to Prosperity. Last time, we took some solid, practical steps to opening our minds. I threw out all the old fast food bags in my car, got rid of all the junk crowding my home, and organized my workspace into a lean machine. Then, I wrote down my plans, made a vision board, and started repeating a daily affirmation to myself. Thanks to all that, I already feel more in touch with the universe. Even if I'm not suddenly a million bucks richer, I feel better. I feel prosperous. Today, we're going to conclude Open Your Mind to Prosperity with the real stuff, how to bring about what you want. If you're like me, something is still nagging at you. If the goal is to be more spiritually in tune, how do we justify striving for prosperity? Ponder has a response. Though we are spiritual beings, it's our role as a body on this earth plane to balance the inner with the outer. Our ability to manifest good things is a test of this awareness, something to celebrate, not be ashamed of. Ponder includes a fascinating reference to Einstein. She argues that he shook up the scientific world by proving that substance, or energy, is convertible with matter. Or in other words, Einstein showed that the physical and non-physical worlds are convertible and interchangeable. What prosperity thinking does is acknowledge the connection between the invisible substance or energy that makes up the universe and your thoughts. By connecting the two, you have greater control over the creation of matter. If this logic sounds a bit selfish to you, rest easy. Ponder notes that they can be used equally well to prosper others. Visualize good for someone else. Constantly affirm the worth of another. You are making yourself better by making others better. Very kind of you. Here's another tricky roadblock. Many people don't know what they want. What if you don't know what would fulfill your potential and bring great benefit to the world? I asked some people on the street if and when they figured out what they want in life.
I'm not sure that I have entirely figured that out, but I think that's okay. I think what we want from life changes. So it makes sense that maybe at a given moment you wouldn't feel that you have something figured out.
I'm pretty sure that's what life is all about, figuring out what you want. It's an ongoing process. I'm definitely still figuring it out.
There's another way to bring about the good. You can affirm there is a divine plan for your life, and it's falling perfectly into place. It's a kind of shortcut which takes away all sense of confusion, uncertainty, and mistakes from your life, Ponder says. Don't know what to do with your life? That's okay. Don't beat yourself up. Your source has a plan for you. This doesn't mean you should lay back and wait for fortune to knock on your door. Be prepared for changes, Ponder warns. The speed at which your divine plan comes into being can be breathtaking. If nothing much seems to change, it doesn't mean the plan isn't falling into place. It is, but not necessarily on your schedule. The universe moves at its own pace. Flowers bloom when they are ready, and not before. This line of thinking applies in all cases, even in business. Things don't always happen as we expect them to. If you are not tied to particular outcomes, you may be amazed at how things pan out. What you thought would bring value is not necessarily what does. The last thing you can do to achieve true prosperity is simple. Give. Ponder puts the emphasis on the concept of tithing, which means giving away a tenth of your earnings. Tithing is often done by donating to charity or to the church. Ponder noted that people want to receive but don't want to give. Tithing is a healing act which affirms circulation and abundance. Why give 10% of what you earn? Ancient people knew that the number 10 had a magical power of increase. The word tithe means 10, and that giving a small amount of what comes to us ensures more will follow. Many 20th century magnates, including John D. Rockefeller and the Heinz, Colgate, and Kraft families, attributed their amazing success to tithing. For example, between 1855 and 1934, Rockefeller gave away over $500 million. When asked why, his line was, "God gave me my money." While many give almost mechanically out of a sense of duty, the prospering power of giving only comes when you give lovingly, willingly, and gratefully. That means you should give to whatever body or organization gives you and others spiritual inspiration or helps elevate humanity. Ponder promises that money invested in spiritual things is never lost. Rather, it is multiplied many times over. So, that's a lot to take in, especially for someone like me who's never really done the church thing. I've never believed in predestination or a spiritual force, and I'm not going to start now. What I can do, though, is let go. So much of my negative energy comes from the need to control everything. I put the whole world's weight on my shoulders and heap all the blame for my failures on my own head. I'm making myself miserable by insisting I know it all and know it's all my fault. It's not. It can't be. I can let go. I can trust the universe to run without me. I can trust the sun to shine and life to go on. By letting go, I can think clearly. By believing that I'm not the center of the universe, I can trust that something else is in control. And man, is that freeing. Catherine Ponder didn't know where she was going. She had no idea she'd go on to be wealthy, prosperous, and a guiding light for many people. She just wanted to do good in the world. She opened her mind to prosperity. So, that's what I'm going to do. I'm only going to focus on positivity. I'm going to be kind to myself and be kind to others. I'm going to give away some of the money I would normally squander away. I don't have to be afraid of what's next. I can live my life. I'm going to find my prosperity.
Thank you for listening to Book Insights. Check out the rest of our content at memodap.com. Please keep in mind that the information provided in or through our Book Insights episodes is for educational and informational purposes only. It's not intended to be a substitute for advice given by qualified professionals and should not be relied upon to disregard or delay seeking professional advice.